This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for December 6th. I'm Paul Plack. There will be lots of questions today after a light plane approaching Ogden-Hinkley Airport in Utah in heavy fog went down in a residential neighborhood last night, the fourth time it's happened there since 1989. The flight crew of that Qantas A380 that made an emergency return to Singapore after the uncontained failure of one of its Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines November 4th is being praised by the Australian Transportation Safety Board for getting the plane safely down. Sonex Aircraft reports its e-flight initiative proof-of-concept electric-powered YX aircraft achieved its first flight on Friday at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. The SpaceX Falcon 9's static test firing had to be aborted Friday, but was completed successfully Saturday morning at Cape Canaveral. The rocket, with its Dragon spacecraft, is ready for launch tomorrow. The U.S. Air Force's first unmanned reentry spacecraft landed at Vandenberg Air Force Base at 1:16 a.m. Pacific Time on Friday. NASA has now pushed the last launch of Discovery back to at least February 3rd to provide time to analyze cracks found in stringers on the external fuel tank. The Air Transport Association of America has named new leadership for its board of directors. ANN is looking for the best aircraft and other aviation products of 2010. We're even looking for new categories if you think they're needed. And Donald Trump, a guy who's been flying a corporate jet adapted from a 60s vintage Boeing 727, is suing one of the airports he flies into for noise. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves reviews his flight school's new Skycatcher and his own training webinars. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.